生命之王的事实还是可以显出来的。
The fact of the life reigning as king can be.
因为在这样的一个时候
，because at this time，
扫罗家已经起不了什么作用了。
The household of Saul cannot take any effect anymore.
虽然他存留在那里
，even though they are still existing，
但是起不了什么作用。
But they cannot make any effect.
是大卫在那里统管整个以色列。
It's David who's reigning over Israel.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们看到神按着他自己的时间把大卫领上宝座。
We see that God in his time has led David onto the throne.
如果从这一个时候回头来看
If at this time we look back,
大卫经历了两个试探。
David has experienced two temptations.
头一个试探差一点他就上当了。
The first temptation, he was very near to being fooled.
但是神出来干预了。
But God came and intervened.
那所以大卫里边就苏醒了。
And David became alert inside.
所以当第二个试探来的时候
When the second temptation came,
大卫就很干脆的就拒绝了。
And very fast, David rejected it.
我们需要主给我们看到这一点。
We need the Lord to let us see this.
因为在人的软弱上面，常常会看见目的能成就，就不顾神的时间和神的方法。
Because in man's eyes, often that he looks too much on the purpose of accomplishing the thing, and he doesn't look at the time of God.
那现在大卫做以色列的王。
And now we see that David was reigning as king over Israel.
他做以色列王的时候，他在做全以色列王的时候，是30岁。
When he was the king over all Israel, he was 30 years old.
他做王做了40年。
And he was king for 40 years.
在希伯伦做犹大家的王7年半。
In Hebron, he was the king over the house of Judah for 7 years.
然后在耶路撒冷做以色列王和犹大家的王33年。
And in Jerusalem, he was king over Israel and Judah for 33 years.
那合起来那是40年多一点。
Putting together is a little bit more than 40 years.
那现在大卫已经做完了。
Now David is seated on the throne.
那当大卫做完了以后
After he became king,
在第五章的里面就记录了两件事情。
In chapter 5, there's recorded two matters.
这两件事情都是征战的事。
And these two matters involve the battles.
但是不是记载那个征战。
But it's not recording the battle itself.
而是记载大卫在这两次征战的里边他的心思。
But instead recorded David's feeling in these two battles.
而借着这两件事情来印证大卫坐在宝座上的时间是对的。
And these two matters affirm that David's time to sit on the throne is right.
那头一件事情他就是清除了霸占耶路撒冷的耶布斯人。
And the first battle was that David clearly has taken over the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land of Jerusalem.
耶布斯就是耶路撒冷。
Not only Jerusalem.
住在那里的人就叫耶布斯人。
The inhabitants of the land were called Jebusites.
那耶路撒冷在地理的形式上面
in geographically Jerusalem the city
它是建造在山上
is built on top of a hill
是一个非常坚固的堡垒
is a very strong fortress
你要攻击耶路撒冷的时候
When you want to attack Jerusalem,
你就是要从上往上去攻击。
You need to attack from the bottom to the top.
那这个我们说是那个仰攻啊， 朝上面是攻击。
And we can say this is uphill battle for the men.
那这样的攻击是非常 不容易。
And this kind of attack is not very easy.
那所以说住在那里的耶布斯人他们 很有自信。
And the Jebusites who were living there were very has a lot of faith on themselves.
他们看以色列人是没有办法可以把他们赶走的。
And they were thinking the Israelites would have no way in chasing them away.
因为在四世纪的里头，耶布斯这一个地方已经是叫以色列人吃了很多的亏。
Because in the book of Judges, this place where the Jebusites were living in caused Israelites to go through a lot of shortcomings.
在四世纪的里头，以色列人要攻取耶布斯，一直没有攻下来。
And in Judges, the Israelites want to take over the Jebusites, but they never did it.
一拖拖了三百多快四百年。
And it's a period of 300 to 400 years long.
那耶布斯还是在耶路撒冷，还是在耶布斯人的手中。
Jerusalem was still under the hands of the Jebusites.
所以耶布斯人在那里很夸口地说。
Therefore, the Jebusites can boast of themselves.
除非我们这些人都是傻的，都是缺腿的。
Unless we are blind and lame.
你们能把我们这些瞎眼的、缺腿的赶走。
Then you could chase away us.
你们犹大人，以色列人才有机会来得到耶路撒冷。
Then you would have the chance to gain over Jerusalem.
那这个话就是明明在那里亲自大卫不能做成。这样的一件事
very clearly they are despising David that he will not accomplish this thing
那这是当时的事实
this was the fact which happened at that time
我们要从当时的历史事实的表面进入历史的里面去
We need to look from the historical facts at that time as they occurred.
我们要看耶布斯人霸占住耶路撒冷有什么意义。
We want to look at the meaning behind the Jebusites living in Jerusalem and keeping hold of it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要记住一个事实。
We must take note of one fact.
耶路撒冷是神所选立作为他的名下的城的地方
Jerusalem was a city chosen by God to be under his name
也就是说耶路撒冷是神选中要住在其中的
In other words, God has chosen Jerusalem to dwell in the midst
在国度的时候这是国度的京城
In the kingdom, this is the fulfillment of itself.
在神永远的旨意的里头，耶路撒冷这个名字是神所看重的。
And Jerusalem was the capital of the kingdom, and this name has been looked highly by God.
因为将来在神的旨意完成的时候，在新天新地显出来。那时的中心也叫做耶路撒冷不过是叫做新耶路撒冷
Just at that day when God's will is completed and new heavens and new earth has come out Jerusalem will be the capital but it will be called the new Jerusalem
那也就是说那个将来永远的主天的耶路撒冷乃是神的荣耀权柄尊贵能力智慧彰显出来的地方
The heavenly Jerusalem is where God's power, authority, glory and God's honor will be manifested
那神在地上就选中了这一个称为耶路撒冷的地方
And then on the earth God has chosen this place called Jerusalem
来表明天上的那一个事实
and to refute the fact which is in the heavens.
那是耶路撒冷也叫就给称为神的城。
Therefore, Jerusalem was called the city of God.
是神设立宝座的地方。
It's the place where God established His throne.
但是很长久的时间，耶路撒冷是给神的百姓以外的迦南人所霸占的。
But for a very long period of time, it's the people outside of God's will, the Gentiles who took control of it.
做一个霸占，我们看是霸占了做王的地。
And they have taken over this land which was given to the king.
也是在那里霸占了做王的事。
And they are taking control of those things which is of God.
所以也就是在那里阻挡了做王的人。
Therefore, they are hindering the one who is going to be king.
所以耶路撒冷一直没有在以色列人的手中，这是一个很大的属灵的破口。
And therefore, the fact that Jerusalem was not under the hands of Israel shows us that there's a very great crack there.
四世纪那三百多年，以色列人没有办法拿到耶路撒冷。
In the period of the judges, for a long period of time, Israelites cannot take Jerusalem.
扫罗做王的时候也没有拿到耶路撒冷。
When Saul was king of Israel, he did not take over control of Jerusalem.
但是现在大卫做王了。
But now David became king.
这个真的是神所高立的王。
And this is the true anointed king of God.
这个是给称为合神心意的人。
And David was claimed as one who is after God's heart.
神要用着他来显明神的荣耀存传力。
And God has used him to manifest His glory and authority.
和他永远的计划。
And His eternal purpose.
那所以大卫做完了以后。
Therefore, after David became king,
神的引领就是让他要把耶路撒冷拿下来。
It was God's guidance for him to capture back Jerusalem.
那么怎么难？
And how was he able to take over it?
只有强攻进去了。
And they would use force to go inside.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
几百年没有攻下来的耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem, who was not taken over for 300 years by Israel,
在大卫的手里头就攻取了。
But in David's hand, he took hold of it.
大卫把耶路撒冷拿了下来。
And David gained Jerusalem.
这一个拿下来的意义是非常非常的重要。
And his capturing of Jerusalem has a very important spiritual meaning.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得耶路撒冷的历史。
Your sisters would know the history of Jerusalem.
特别是对以色列人的历史。
Especially the history of the Israelites.
真的是非常重要。
It's a very important matter.
以色列人把耶路撒冷看作非常非常的重要。
Israelites see Jerusalem as a very important place.
犹大被掳的时候，耶路撒冷是被毁了。
When Judah was taken in exile, Jerusalem was destroyed.
当犹大人还没有回国以前，
before Israel's nation was restored,
尼希米记就说到他们回到耶路撒冷去建造城墙。
The book of Nehemiah tells us that they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
当然我们也许说尼希米的日子犹大人已经是回国了。
But we can say that in days of Nehemiah, the Israelites have recaptured the nation.
是有相当的人已经回去。
And certain people have returned and came back.
但是不能说是被掳的人都回去。
So we cannot say all who were exiled returned.
而并且那个时候耶路撒冷还是在波斯王的权力的底下。
At that time, Jerusalem was still under the king of Persia.
但是那时的以色列人，他们里面的那个感觉，
but the feeling inside Israelites at that time.
我们必须重新把大军的京城来重建。
They want to rebuild the city which was destroyed.
所以他们在极其艰难的环境里头，还是念念不忘要把耶路撒冷建造，重新建造。
So even under many grave difficulties, their heart still wants to rebuild Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷建造起来以后，
After the city of Jerusalem was built, rebuilt again.
哦，在耶路在耶在以犹太犹太人的里面满了喜乐。
The Jews were indeed joyful inside.
那么近代的历史也是如此。
And recent history we can see is still
the same. 以色列亡国了2000多年。
It's been 2,000 years which the nation of Israel now exists.
那按照人的角度来看，这个民族应该是完全给消灭或者给同化掉。
Under man's eyes, they say that this nation would be totally destructed and gone.
但是连根拔起2000多年以后，他们竟然能在原来的地方来重新建国。
That after 2,000 years, they can rebuild their roots in the place where they were originally.
那在人类的历史中间没有见过这样的事。
In the history of man, we did not see this something like this occur.
只有以色列人有这个事。
Only Israel, the Israelites.
为什么能有这样的事？
And why is it that they have this occurred to them?
那我们不能不留意到神给他们的预言和应许。
We cannot but notice God's prophecy to them and His promise to them.
他们的分散，他们让给神让人把他们连根拔起。
And their exiling and their being free away from their land and separated from their land and their roots were being uprooted.
因为他们在那一段时间的里头背逆神到了一个极深的地步。
Because they were rebelling against God to a very great extent.
拒绝神拒绝到一个地步，连神的儿子都钉在十字架上。
They opposed God to the point that they nailed their only nailed God's son to the cross.
那弟兄姊妹记得，当比拉多审判我们的主的时候，
When we take note that when Pilate sentenced the Son of God,
犹太人极力说要钉死他，要钉死他。
And the Jews they yelled to crucify him on the cross.
那比拉多就在众人的面前洗手，就说流这一个无辜人的血的责任不在我身上。
And Pilate washed his hands before the people and proclaimed that shedding blood on the innocent is not under him.
那弟兄姊妹有留意到那时候犹太人怎么说？
But you notice what the Jews said at that time.
这个血不在你比拉多头上。
And this blood of innocent does not go upon your head.
这个血可以在我们和我们的子孙的身上。
And this blood can come upon us and our descendants.
如果杀这个人有什么不对的话，那一个罪过就由我们和我们的子孙来承担。
If there's something wrong of killing this man, then the sin will be on us and our descendants.
果然神就让他们承担。
And indeed God has let them bear the sin.
所以在主后70年或者在70几年的时候，神就让当时的以色列整个的给连根拔起。
Therefore around 70 years after the death of Christ, God has uprooted the Israel,
分散在世界的列国，
and distributed them all throughout the nations of earth,
到处给人践踏，
and everywhere they were oppressed by others.
正应了神在生命记上的警告，
and confirmed the warning that God has given to them in the book of fulfill the prophecy that God has given them in the book of Deuteronomy.
也应验了耶利米的预言，
and also it fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
那个十月战争的时候,
the,
那个称为十月战争的,
in the time when it's the war of October,
那以色列把整个的耶路撒冷城为什么他们那样高兴
Why were they so happy?
因为他们认定神给他们所有而又是神立为神的名的城他们重新收回来
Because they know that what God has given them this city which God has claimed to be his own and they have recaptured it
去年我到以色列的时候
Last year when I was in Israel
有一件事情留在我心里面的印象很深
And this a thing which caused a great impression
我想也是当时到一同到那里去的弟兄姊妹们都会留下这个印象
I'm sure that the other brothers and sisters who went, they also had this impression deep in their heart.
有一天我们就到圣殿山那个地方去看。
One day we went to the hill of the temple to look.
那现在是回教的那个大清清真寺在那里。
And that is where the mosque of the Muslims are. Yes.
那是从前圣殿所在的地方。
And this is the place where the old temple was.
你现在当然没有圣殿。
But now, of course, there's no temple.
只剩下一点点圣殿的外墙的根基。
It only left some traces on the exterior walls of the temple.
当时
，at that time,
Lance 弟兄和我们在一起。
Brother Lance was with us.
那我们那个导游也同在一起。
And our tour guide was also with us.
他们两个人都说了相同的一句话。
Both of them said a very similar thing.
他说千多两千年我们没有家。
And they said that thousands to 2,000 years we have no home.
我们都是流浪在外。
And we are wandering on the outside.
但是现在我们回家。
But now we return home.
他们说得很激动。
And when they said it, they were very excited about
it. 我听来的时候也蛮感动。
And when they were very emotional, excited. And when I heard it, I was very touched inside.
差不多两千年的时间流浪在外头，现在竟然能回到家里来。
They were wandering on the outside for more than 2,000 years, and now they returned home.
那为什么他们有这个感觉？
And why did they have this feeling inside?
因为这个是神给他们立为大军的京城的地方。
This is the city which God has given them as a city to God's name.
那所以从古到今，在犹太人的心思的里面，提起耶路撒冷，就像法国人提起拿破仑那样的兴奋。
And so from the past to the present, we see that this is a reminder for the Israelites, just as in France, Napoleon reminded them.
我们感谢赞美。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那现在大卫把耶路撒冷攻取过来。
And now David has captured the land of Jerusalem.
那么大卫怎么能攻取耶路撒冷？
How can David capture Jerusalem?
过去的几百年以色列人一点办法都没有的，为什么在他手里头，他攻取把耶路撒冷攻取下来
？Why is it that the 200 years before that Israel has no method, and now David has captured Jerusalem?
注意第十节。
You look at verse 10.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
David.Became greater and greater, for the Lord God of hosts was with him.
弟兄姊妹，这个是秘诀。
Brothers, this is the secret.
他能攻下耶路撒冷，因为神与他同在。
They can capture Jerusalem because the Lord God was with them.
但是这一个话你翻转过来的时候你就看到一件事。
So if you turn over these words, you will find out one thing.
什么人可以享用神的同在？
And who can partake of the presence of God?
你不能说属神的人就可以享用神的同在。
And you cannot say those who are of God can partake of God's presence.
按照正常的来说，属神的人是可以享用神的同在。
And normally those under God, they could partake of the presence of God.
但是在实际上面来说，
But in reality,
事实上不是属神的人都能享用神的同在。
Realistically, those belong to God can may not be able to partake of the presence of God.
那什么人才能享用神的同在呢？
But who can partake of the presence of God?
敬畏神的人，
those who fear God,
才能实际的去享用神的同在，
can realistically enjoy the presence of God.
那现在大圣灵在这里为大卫做一个见证。
And now the Spirit recorded this testimony witness for David.
大卫日渐强盛。
David became greater and greater.
弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers take note.
不是说大卫家日渐强盛。
It's not saying that the household of David was growing greater and greater.
是说大卫日渐强盛。
But it's David himself who's growing greater and greater.
第三章是说大卫家。
Third chapter tells us the house of David.
现在这里是说是大卫自己。
But now we come to see that it's David himself.
那这就是一个很重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
我们不要忘了，大卫现在是一个做王的人。
Let us not forget that David was one who was the king over Israel.
他做了王
after he became the king
他没有因为做王而疏忽了他在神面前该占的地位。
He did not neglect the position he should be standing before God after he became king.
他仍然维持他在神面前该占的地位。
He still maintained the position that he needs to stand before God.
他是一个服神传递人。
He's one who's submitting to God's authority.
他是一个拣选神旨意的人。
He's one who's choosing the will of God.
他是一个毫无保留依靠神的人。
And without any reservation, he's one who depends.
所以神的帮助在他的身上就非常明显的显出了。
Therefore, the help of God is clearly manifested in him.
他能攻下耶路撒冷，不是因为他这个人强。
He could capture and take over Jerusalem not because He himself is strong.
乃是因为神万军之耶和华就是为人征战的神与他同在。
It's because the Lord of hosts Jehovah is the God who is fighting for him.
他享用了为人征战的耶和华所做的一切。
He partake of the God who battles for and fights for men.And he experienced his work upon him.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在大卫已经做完。
Now that he is the king,
以色列人完全拥戴了他。
Israelites were in total support of him.
但是是不是说，那大卫当时就没有任何的一些？困扰呢？
But is it true to say that at that time David had no any not any distress inside?
还是有。
But he did.
因为四围的那一些外邦还是要把大卫对付掉。
Because the Gentiles who were all around him still want to deal with David.
就像以色列在这个世纪复活了以后，那么所有的亚拉伯人都要把他们赶到海里面去。
Just like Israel in this century has restored its nation, the Arabs around them want to chase them into the sea.
因为刚才我们没有去年没有去以色列以前，我们倒不知道那边的情形是那样的恶劣。
before we went to Israel last year, we never thought of that the event in Israel could be so serious.
但去了以后我们就知道。
After we went, we knew.
现在我们一直看见以色列跟那个回教国家的一些激烈的分子对抗得很厉害。
And we see that Israel is going against all the Muslim countries. It's very to a great extent.
那对抗到最近不是自己人杀了自己人。
And they were opposing each other to the point that they're killing each other.
那为什么会有那样激烈的？
And why is it so severe?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，在以色列人的心思的里头，他们认定这一块是神应许给他们的地，他们必须保留。
And brothers, if you know that in the heart of Israelites, they see that this is the land that God has given to them.
那所以很多以色列人，他们就觉得绝对不能让一步给回教给那个回教徒。
And so the people in Israel, they truly see that they cannot give any part of the land to the Muslims.
但是在回教徒的心思上面，
but in the hearts of the Muslims,
他们又是这样想。
They are thinking like,
我们已经在这里住了几百年，你们给人赶走，我们就住进来了。我们住在这里已经一千几百年。
They are thinking that they have been living in this city, in this place, in this land for more than 1,000 years. You were chased out, but we were living there for so long.
所以你们回来建国，那是抢夺我们的地方。
So when you came to restore the nation, you are actually taking the land away from us.
那所以我们就非要把你们完全的消灭掉，赶到海里头不可。
And so we must destroy all of you and chase you down to the sea.
为什么那边人的这个心思的冲突是冲突的这样尖锐的？
And we see that the struggle of position between men can be so severe.
那今天是这样，从前也都是这样。
Today is the same as yesterday.
那所以我们往下去看，你就看到了，首先就是那个非利士人就来要对付大卫。
And if you look on, you see that at the beginning, the Philistines want to deal with David.
非利士人一再的来对付大卫。
And the Philistines came once and again to deal with David.
但是在非利士人对付大卫以前，
but before the Philistines deal with David,
神就带领推罗王做了一件事。
God has led the king of Tyre to do this thing.
是推罗王自动的。
And Tyre, the king of Tyre, he did it out of his automatically.
把许多的香柏木运给大卫。
And he transported the cedar trees.
又差遣侍者，有木匠，有石匠，给大卫建造宫殿。
He sent messengers and also carpenters and stone masons to help David build a house.
这个事情就的确是不简单。
And this is a very interesting matter.
我们不管推罗和大卫之中间过去有什么交情。好像圣经都没有提到。
And we did not consider any relationship between David and Tyre. Seems like the Bible did not record so much about that.
那为什么会有这样的一件事呢？
So why did this thing occur?
不是出于大卫的请求。
It's not out of the request of David.
乃是推罗王自动的来做这件事。
It's the king of Tyre under his own initiative came.
神也借着这一件事。
And through this,God
给大卫一个很深的安慰，
has given David a very great comfort，
而让大卫里面很清楚的感觉神要建立他做以色列的王和保护以色列的百姓。
So inside David has a clear confirmation that God wants to put him over the throne of IsraelAnd also to be over his people.
那么经过了这一件事，
so after this event occurred,
非利士人就来攻击大卫。
The Philistine came to attack David.
大卫就去迎战了。
And David went to the battle to face.
那非利士人来到耶路撒冷的外围。
And the Philistine came to the outskirts of Jerusalem.
那分布在耶路撒冷城外。
And they distribute themselves on the outside of Jerusalem.
那么在这个时候
and at this time
大卫就可以开城门去攻击他们。
David can open the gate of the city to attack them。
因为上面已经说了大卫必见常胜。
Because we see previously that the Bible tells us David became greater and greater.
大卫有力量去做成这个事情。
David has the power to do accomplish this.
但弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters,
你留意
take note.
大卫绝没有因为自己已经做了王。
And because he was the king, David did not.
他的听他话的人已经比从前多了。
And those who were under his command were greater than before.
现在算是人多势众了。
And now we see that there are many who were under him.
那既然非利士人来攻打我们，我们就出去把他们打，打散了。
Philistines coming to attack us, we need to go and face them to defeat them.
但是你看到大卫没有凭着他自己所有。和所能去做这件事。
But David did not based on what he has and what he is at that time to extend his own hands out to work.
他首先做的那件事就是去问神。
The first thing we saw that he did was to inquire of the Lord.
神啊，我能不能，我可以不可以去攻击他们？
And he asked God that should he go up to fight against them?
要是我去攻击的话，你要不要把他们交给我？
And if I were to attack them, are you going to give them over to my hand?
如果神的回答说我不交给你，
Yes, God's response for him is he will not give them over into his hand.
大卫就知道这不是神的旨意，他就不去作战。
David will know that it is not the will of God, and therefore he will not go to
battle. 虽然这里没有这样说，但是我们知道那个结果应该是如此。
Even though it does not say here, but we know the result will be like that if it were that case.
因为他求问神是要跟随神的旨意。
Because David inquired of God because he wants to follow the guidance of God.
不然那个求问神就变成没有意义。
And if not, there will be not any meaning to following God.
那许多人求问神。
Many people inquire of God.
和他们心意的，他们就说我们跟随神的旨意。
If it's something out of their own heart, they would say that they would follow God.
但是求问出来的结果不合自己的意思。
But if what they inquire of God and is different than what they hope for themselves,
他们就不理会神。
And then they would ignore God.
弟兄姊妹，这是在基督徒中间有很多很普遍的有这种的观点。
Isn't it very common among Christians today?
那这个不叫真实的求问神。
This is not a real inquiry of God.
求问神乃是，神说是就是是，神说不是就是不是。
Inquiring God is when God says yes, it's yes. When he says no, it's no.
那神就告诉大卫说，你可以去攻打。
But God here tells David that you could go up against him.
我也必定把非利士人交在你的手里。
I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand.
那结果，大卫在这次攻击非利士人就完全的得胜了。
When David attacked the Philistines at this time, he defeated them totally.
就在巴利比拉新这个地方，把非利士人完全的打败。
At Baal Perazim, that David had victory and defeated the Philistines.
那大卫就把那个地原来叫什么名字我们不知道。
We do not know the original name of that land.
That place. 经过这一次，大卫就把那个地改了名字，叫做巴利比拉西。
But at that time, David changed the name of that place to Baal Perazim.
什么意思？
What is the name of that?
那个意思就是。说出神让我们击破我们的敌人，把他们如同大水冲去一样。
The meaning of that name is the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters.
表面上来，实际上看来是一个纪念。
On the surface, they say that it's a memorial.
但是你看深一点，你看见是纪念，但是不是纪念人。
But looking deeper, it's for memorial, but not for men.
那是纪念神的作为。
But to remember the work of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你要记住，这件事情是一个做王的人做的。
Brothers, remember that it's the king who accomplished this.
一个做王的人不记录自己的功绩，还会记录什么？
One who's the king, if he does not record his own merits, and what will he record?
但是感谢神，这里有一个做王的人，他没有记录自己的功绩。
But thank God that he is the king who does not record his own deeds.
他是在那里纪念神的作为。
But he's remembering the work of God.
不仅是他当时纪念神的作为。
Not only is he remembering the work of God.
也让他们以色列人的子孙世世代代都在那里纪念神的作为。
But for all the generations of Israel, he remembered the work of God.
那然后，非利士人聚集军队又再来了。
After that, the Philistines.We gathered themselves and they came to the battlefront.
又散布在同一个战场。
And it distributed themselves in the same battlefield.
那大卫大可以照着上一次的经历去把他们攻击。
And David can use his previous experience to attack them.
但是感谢神，你看见大卫又来求问神。
But thank God that once again he came to inquire of God.
那么大卫的求问神
So the David inquiry
就说不然是说出了他不依靠自己的所有和所能那是上一次已经是这样做过
了 We already knew that he's not going according to his own way and asking for himself
但是这一次呢除了他的所有和所能以外还加上一个很新鲜的经历
But on top of what he has done already what he knew about himself and what he has that's another new experience here
但是感谢主
Thank the Lord
你看到他连经历都不依靠
You see that David did not depend on his experiences
他不靠自己的所能也不靠自己的所有
He did not depend on his own ability and who he is.
连自己最新鲜的经历也不拿来做依靠。
Even his precious experience, he did not use that to depend on.
他一直维持着他自己，单单的依靠神。
And he kept himself to look single-heartedly on God.
感谢
神。Thank the Lord.
神告诉他
，God told him
另外的一个战术。
Another strategy for him to use.
不用上一次的战术。
To not use the strategy from last time.
用一个新的战术。
To use a new strategy this time.
神告诉他。
God told him.
你们要绕到那个双林的那一边，然后从那一边出来攻击他们。
You shall go to the other side of the hill, and from there you came out to attack.
上一次是正面攻击，这一次是侧面攻击。
Last time they were attacking them directly, but this time they were attacking from the rear.
但是这是侧面的攻击呢，带着一个条件。
But this time their attack has a condition.
那个条件是什么
？What is that condition?
你们要听见双树林上头有脚步声音。
When you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam trees,
那你就要急速的去攻击
and then you shall act promptly.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在桑树树梢上有脚步声
the sound of marching in the top of the balsam trees.
这很不容易去了解。
This is very difficult to understand.
谁能站在桑树梢上？
Who can stand on top of the balsam tree?
很软的枝条，谁能站在那里？
who could stand on the very tender and soft?
站在那里还能行走。
And when someone standing on there, they could still move.
而行走的时候又没有把双树压断。
And when they are walking on top, they would not crush.
那这样的话，那个脚步一定很轻。
And we think that the steps were should be very light.
很轻轻的脚步，你不没有一个很细嫩的感觉，你听不出来。
Very light steps and very soft and tender, you cannot even hear it.
这神就说，你要听松林树梢上的那个脚步声。
But God here tells them to listen to the sound of the marching.
你听见了。
When you hear it,
你马上就要出发。
You shall act promptly.
不能迟延。
And do not delay.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
大卫就照着神的话这样做。
And according to God's word, David did so.
他绝对没有做王的架子。
He did not uphold his position as the king.
他完全是做一个服在神权柄下的人来去做神所要做的事。
He is one totally under submitting under the authority of God to do the will of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那在这样的一个带领的攻击上面，
Under this guidance of attack,
又得胜，
David gained victory again.
为什么能得胜呢？
Why did David gain victory?
因为他们毫无保留的 从王开始一直到每一个以色列人都伏在神的权柄的底下。
Because without any reservation, from the king all the way down to all the people there, they were submitting under the authority of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫合神的心意的另一面。
David, who has the heart of God, the other side.
我们过去说他犯错误，但是他肯悔改。
In the past, we say that David, he faltered, but he's willing to repent.
这是他合神心意的一面。
This is the side that David is after God's heart.
现在我们看到,
and now we see,
他升到高点了。
He has ascended to the highest.
但是他仍然把自己摆在神的权柄的底下。
But he still submitting himself under the authority of God.
这是他合神心意的又一面。
And this is another side of him submitting to the authority of God.
那弟兄姊妹，从大卫的身上，我们看到我们该学的功课。
From David, we can see the lessons that we must learn.
这两方面都是我们该要学习的。
And these two sides are what we must learn.
我们没有可能不犯错误。
There's no way that we cannot falter.
但是犯错误，肯悔改。
But when we falter and we're willing to repent, God is still gracious upon us.
但是若是我们升高了，神让我们升高了。
But if God raises us up,
我们还能维持我们在神面前降卑自己。
And we can still maintain our humility before God.
这一点太合神心意。
And this is indeed after the heart of God.
但对我们来说，那是又一个比较困难的功课。
But for us, this is a very difficult lesson to learn.
人升高是容易。
Exaltation of man is very easy.
从升高而降低，那是不太容易。
From increasing in man to this decrease is not that simple.
但是大卫一直维持说他在神面前降卑。
But David was upholding his humility and his decrees before God.
神悦纳他。
And God accepted him.
神让他知道神要坚固他的国位。
God wants to show him that he will establish his throne.
他的国位能得坚固，不是因为他万念长盛。
His kingdom can be strengthened. It's not because of what he has inside.
那是因为 他里面的生命作王，
but because the life within him is reigning as king.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这里。
Think that tonight we will share. and hear.
我们请一两位领我们有点祷告。
One or two brothers, so we have some prayer.